I want to now turn to the final presentation of the afternoon. You all got the first part of recent developments this morning, and now we are going to conclude the day with recent developments part two. Starting with our panelists first, and then I'll introduce Debbie as our moderator last. To my immediate left is Brian Cummings. Brian is a shareholder with Graves, Doherty, Heron, and Moody. Brian's practice focuses on representing creditors, Chapter 7 and 11 trustees, and other parties in interest in bankruptcy cases across Texas. Prior to joining his firm, Brian clerked with the Honorable Craig Gargatta and interned with the Honorable Chris Mott, U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Western District of Texas. He is board certified in business bankruptcy law. He has his undergraduate degree from Calvin College and his law degree from the University of Texas School of Law. To Brian's left is Omar Alanis. Omar is the managing partner of Reed Smith's Dallas office. His primary practice is advising companies and boards of directors on liability management solutions and distress situations, including out-of-court workouts and Chapter 11 restructurings. He also represents creditor committees and other key stakeholders in insolvency matters. He's appeared in bankruptcy and appellate courts throughout the country, including the Texas and U.S. Supreme Courts. Omar is the only Texas practicing bankruptcy lawyer invited to join the National Bankruptcy Conference, a prestigious 60-member group whose primary purpose is to advise Congress on bankruptcy law. Skipping over Debbie for just a second, I'm going to come back. She's the moderator. I'll introduce her last and then turn it over to her. Tough crowd today. All right, to Debbie's left is Aaron Kaufman, who's a partner in the Dallas office of Gray Reed, where his core practice includes complex Chapter 11 cases, and his recent Chapter 11 case experience includes Cleveland Integrity Services, TM Care Services, Cash Stores, Tommy's Boats, and Buca di Beppo. Aaron received his undergraduate degree from the University of Texas at Austin, and he received his law degree from the University of Houston Law Center. And prior to joining private practice, he served as law clerk to Judge Leif Clark in the Western District of Texas. Aaron has also spent over a decade as a contributing editor for the Bench Notes column of the American Bankruptcy Institute Journal. To Aaron's left is Christina Rodriguez. Christina is a staff attorney for Tiffany Castro, the Chapter 13 trustee in Houston. Christina has over 14 years of experience in consumer bankruptcy. She started her career as a consumer debtor's attorney, and she is board certified in consumer bankruptcy law. Christina is a frequent speaker at legal conferences throughout the state and a proud Longhorn. Last but definitely not least, Debbie Lange-Hennig. Debbie currently serves as Chapter 13 trustee for the Western District of Texas. Debbie is a fellow of the American College of Bankruptcy. She's a coach for the University of Texas Law School Bankruptcy Moot Court Team, and she is a past president of the Larry Kelly Bankruptcy Inn of Court. She is also the recipient of numerous awards that you can read about in her bio, including the State Bar of Texas Distinguished Service Award, the Fifth Circuit Bench Bar Servium Award, the Outstanding Woman Attorney Award, and the Community Service Award from the State Bar of Texas Bankruptcy Law Section. She received her law degree from the University of Texas and holds a Bachelor's of Accounting, and she also, like many of our panelists, has written and lectured on numerous consumer and business bankruptcy topics. So with that, Debbie, I will turn it over to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kelly. So I want to start with thanks for our army of young associates at Reed Smith, McGuire Woods, and Gray Reed for the commercial materials, and thanks, as always, to Brian Cummings for our consumer materials with assistance this year. I'm from Christina and her intern, and we're really pleased to have Brian join our panel this year. So let's begin.
Hold on. We thank the material contributors. It occurred to me that we've been doing this panel for years, and I've never once thanked the judges for their contributions to this panel.
Yes.
We wouldn't actually have any materials if the judges hadn't written their opinions. So thank you, judges. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. All right, let's begin with a decision that went back and forth between the District Court in the Northern District of Texas and the Fifth Circuit. Interesting decision, and it's got a few fun quotes, which is why I selected it. So in Triumphant Gold versus Matloff, which you'll find on page 4 of the consumer materials, the Fifth Circuit determined that discharge decisions, whether the case turns on Section 523 or 727, are legal determinations subject to de novo review on appeal. finding that the district court erroneously applied an incorrect standard of review. The Fifth Circuit vacated and remanded in this decision.